Payroll employment increased by 201,000 in August.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics just released its August non-farm payroll employment data, which shows that 201,000 new payroll jobs were created in August. Technically, it was only 151,000, since the data for June and July were revised downwards by 50,000. Still, this translates to a 1.6% annual growth in employment in the U.S. However, the trend for growth in employment, which was increasing at around 1.7% at annual rate earlier this year, has now dropped to around 1%. And if this downward trend continues, obviously can't be good. Three out of every four jobs created in August were in the following sectors: professional, business services, healthcare, wholesale trade, transportation, warehousing, and construction. Unemployment rate remained at 3.9% in August. As forecasted in January on this program, the labor market has moved into the range that's called full employment since April of this year. Unemployment rate never drops to zero. Its lowest rate in the last 65 years was 2.5%, and that was in 1953. And its highest level, 10.8%, happened not during the Great Recession, but in the 1982's not-so-great recession. In the Valley, the unemployment rate reached 13% that year. Okay, back to August data. The total number of officially unemployed was 6.2 million in August. But the official unemployment rate is designed not to count all the unemployed. For example, 1.4 million discouraged and semi-discouraged unemployed are not counted as unemployed, since its members are not even considered as part of the labor force. But the biggest problem with the official count comes from a much larger group of people who are officially considered as employed. However, they don't entirely agree with that description. There are 4.4 million individuals who have accepted part-time jobs due to economic reasons, while still actively looking for full-time work. Now, when we count all these groups, our real unemployment rate, which is called U6, ends up recording 7.4% for August. During the Great Recession, this rate peaked at 17.1%, and the lowest it has ever been is 6.8% in October 2000. Average hourly wages rose by 2.9% in August over its last year's level. However, since inflation over the last 12 months also rose by 2.9%, the real increase in wages was 0%. Of the over 65-year-old members of the labor force has doubled from 3% in 2000 to 6% in 2017. This can explain some of the reasons for the slow growth of average wages, since many of the above 65 members of the labor force are already receiving some sort of retirement and are more likely to accept lower wages as supplementary income. We are, however, still expecting a much larger increase in wages in the coming months. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.